Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Thursday is the Feast of Corpus Domini. As is tradition, just before sunset, Pope Benedict XVI will leave the Vatican and travel to the Cathedral of St. John Lateran, where he celebrates Mass together with the priests and faithful of the Diocese of Rome. Following Mass, the Holy Father leads a procession of the Blessed Sacrament from the Cathedral of St. John Lateran down the Via Merulana to the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major on the summit of the Esquiline Hill. On Friday, Pope Benedict XVI will then make history when he becomes the first pope in modern times to set foot on the Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus. Charles Collins is in Nicosia ahead of the Pope's arrival and sends us this report.
Right now at Holy Cross Catholic Parish, dozens of people are cleaning, setting up flowers, and putting up banners awaiting the Pope's arrival in Cyprus. The parish is run by the Franciscan Custody of the Holy Land, whose monastery next door houses the Apostolic Nunciature to Cyprus. It's here the Holy Father will be staying during his three-day journey to the country. It's in the middle of the buffer zone, which separates the island into two sections. Just a few meters from here is the Turkish-occupied part of the island, the self-proclaimed Republic of Northern Cyprus. The work of the parishioners is being watched from the UN garrison just across the street. Soldiers are wandering around and watching from the rooftops. A reminder that Cyprus is one of the world's frozen conflicts. Pope Benedict will visit the island's small Catholic community, including the Maronite Cathedral just around the corner from Holy Cross Parish. Many of the parishioners at the Maronite Cathedral are refugees from the 1974 Turkish invasion. Another focus of the Pope's visit is ecumenism. He has been invited by the Orthodox Archbishop, His Beatitude Chrysostomus II. Before going to Nicosia, he will have an ecumenical prayer meeting in Paphos, the site of Paul's missionary journey to Cyprus. The meeting will be held in a small church at the site of the Pillar of St. Paul, where the apostle was scourged during his visit. The church, amongst the ruins of a much larger basilica, hosts the town's small, non-Orthodox community. Every week, Catholic and Anglican services are held in the building, and other Christians meet there on occasion. The highlight of the trip is on Sunday, when Pope Benedict will publish the Instrumentum Laboris for October's special Middle East meeting of the Synod of Bishops. The Mass will bring bishops from all over the area together as they prepare to discuss the future of the Church in the region. The Holy Father's visit is the first for a pope to the island. The people of Cyprus are hoping it will be a memorable one. Waiting for the Pope in Cyprus, I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.